This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
the Kodak moment. How many unforgettable moments do you have? Well, you might call them Kodak moments. What's a Kodak, you say? A company that made Instamatics and Kodachrome. They made what? Forget about it. Kodak made cameras and film, that's right, film, for everyday people. Chances are you were a mom capturing the exploits and evolution of your kids on film using a point-and-shoot Kodak Instamatic camera or something like it. The company coined the phrase Kodak moment in 1961 to describe a moment that deserves to be photographed. With a Kodak camera, of course. It became such a popular ad slogan that people started using it to describe any memorable moment, usually one that was cherished, funny, sweet, or touching. It was exciting to pick up the photos developed by your Photoshop or drugstore. Once you got your film developed, you eagerly opened the envelope to see how well your photos turned out. It was fun to share a couple dozen Kodak moments with family and friends right out of the envelope they came in. The term Kodak moment became so woven into our lexicon that it's even included in the online slang dictionary. The phrase outlived the products themselves. The company, founded in 1898, became the dominant seller of cameras for the everyday photographer throughout the 20th century. Then the digital age arrived. Kodak resisted the new age. It poo-pooed the idea that people would embrace something other than a camera for their cherished photos. It simply seemed wrong. Then the iPhone arrived. Smartphones filled the market. Dropbox and social media emerged. Today, the company makes imaging products for industry and, for all intents and purposes, is out of the retail market. As one business professor put it, people stopped sharing memories and started sharing experiences. Now that the phone and camera are one and the same, we take photos of everything. Nothing is off limits. Hey, want to see what my cat dragged into the house? Here, look at this. Yuck! Nothing is too mundane. Hey, have you seen the price of Gala apples? Here, I shot this at the supermarket this morning. Yawn. Hey, check out this selfie. Double yawn. Hey, would you like to see the 2,700 snapshots I took of our family vacation? Help! I'm drowning in a sea of images. It's too much, I tell you. Can't we go back to the photo album or the old shoebox full of family photos? And while we're at it, what about trading in the tablet for a legal pad? Okay, one thing at a time. Hey, I'm still not over the sight of what the cat dragged in.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take-five. This is WLVR. Education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the